Well, Pittsburgh Musical Theater is here. We're happy to be able to say that today. I'll put a picture of them up on our Facebook page in just a moment as they do their first song. And they're going to do two songs for us. The first will be coming up in a moment, and then we'll chat a little bit, and then there will be a second song from the musical, which is Annie Jr., which opens up April 7th. It's right around the corner this Thursday and runs through the 10th. It will be at the new Hazlett Theater here on the north side. Youth Express is pleased to welcome Cameron Hall and Ellie Tongle. They are dual cast as Annie. And then Nino Masciola is cast as Warbucks. He's here as well. And we're just about ready to welcome you to their performance. And I'm going to take all the steps I need to take, since this is live, to make sure that they're able to hear the music that is going to be that's always good if the singers are able to hear the music. So join me as we welcome members of the cast of Pittsburgh Musical Theater's production of Annie Jr.
Together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever.
I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue.
I don't need anything but you. Yesterday was plain awful.
You can say that again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
But that's
not now, that's then. I'm poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas.
But nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too,
I don't need anything.
Anything.
Anything. I don't need anything but you.
Pittsburgh Musical Theater. That's a fun song, and it was great to hear you play it. Nino, let's talk to you first, because I know Nino the best. We've had him, gosh, at Propel Montour. We've spent time with you at IQ Kids Radio. We've spent time together. How are you?
I'm really good, actually.
And you're playing Warbucks?
Yeah.
And tell me about this character.
Well, Warbucks got his name because during World War One, he sold a whole bunch of military parts to the military, and that's why they call him Warbucks, because that's how he got all his money.
He got his bucks from the war. Some things haven't changed much. There's still a lot of Warbucks around. And what kind of character is he?
He's very, like, serious and strict, but he kind of evolves into this mushy, gushy character and really just starts to love Annie because it's Annie.
Do you like playing this character?
I do like playing this character. It was a bit of a challenge because in the first couple scenes, I can't smile, and that's kind of impossible. So
you're just not allowed to smile?
No.
You're a very cheerful, like, happy-go-lucky person. That would be...
Yeah.
I'd find that really hard. Plus, aren't you always supposed to kind of... maybe not grin, but you're always supposed to be kind of smiling on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's got to be fun. Now, you're in seventh grade at Propel Montour now. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'm going to say hello to my grandparents and my mom, and yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's meet the first of our two Annies. This is Ellie. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Tongle? Did I get it right? Tongle. Sorry about that. And she is one Annie, and you're from New Kensington, right?
Flamborough, yeah.
There, and so, and you're 12. What school do you go to?
Pivot Elementary in Flamborough.
Well, it's nice to meet you. So do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hi to my mom and my dad and my brother and the rest of my family and friends and the rest of the cast of Annie Jr.
Well, that's great. What's your brother's name?
Jack.
Is he younger or older?
He's younger.
How old?
10.
Oh, that's nice. Do you two get along okay?
Most of the time.
Does he have acting interests as well?
Yeah. He does commercials with me.
Really? What commercials have you been in?
Well, I do a bunch of Hershey Park commercials. I've done Uncle Charlie sausages. It's like that.
Spokesman or spokesperson for Uncle Charlie's sausages? Do they have a slogan or do you have to eat them as part of your commercial?
Good.
Spoken like a true spokesperson. What do you like about acting?
I just get a good feeling when I'm acting. It's what I love to do. It's what I've always loved to do.
When did you start?
Ooh, I was singing and dancing since I was 2,
wow.
So it's been something I've been growing up with.
That's something. And how has Pittsburgh Musical Theater helped you in your development?
It's just been wonderful. I've been learning so much. I've only been here for about 6 months, and it's just been a totally new experience that I'm so glad I'm having.
Well, that's great. Are you new to Pittsburgh or just to Pittsburgh Musical
Theater?
Just
Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Well, that's great. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And we have Annie is dual cast, and another Annie that we have here is Cameron Hall, who is also from out east. She lives in Murraysville, I think. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Franklin Regional School District.
And how old are you?
12.
So when's your birthday, Ellie?
October 9th, 2003.
And when's yours?
May 7th.
Okay, so you're almost exactly the same age within 5 months or so. Do you want to say hello to anybody, Cameron?
I want to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my brothers, and my grandparents, and all my friends.
Excellent. What are your brothers' names?
Andrew, Aiden, and James.
Lots of brothers.
Yep.
Are they older or younger than you?
Andrew and Aiden are twins, and they're 8. And then James is 17.
You're in the middle. What's it like to be in the middle?
It's a pain, but it's okay.
I can imagine. Do your brothers play tricks on you, your twin brothers?
Yeah.
Do they look? I mean, I'm sure you can tell them apart.
Yeah, they look very similar.
Have you ever mistaken them?
Nope.
No, I think you know when you're a family member. Can you tell me what it's been like to play Annie?
It's really fun. I've never had the main role in a show before, and I'm really loving it. It's a great new opportunity.
That's terrific. I would be nervous. Are any of you nervous? You all have a lot of experience.
It's always a mix, I think.
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm a little nervous, but...
You want to have Nina's like, huh, what? Nope. Do I have a pulse? Yeah, Nina's always like calm and collected.
Yeah.
It looked like what you were going to say, Ellie, is you sort of, it's always good to have a little energy, I guess, beforehand. And Cameron, do you ever feel nervous at all?
Sometimes. I think I'm going to be nervous for my first show, but after the first show, I think I'll be okay.
And the first show is April 7th, and it runs through April 10th. This is Pittsburgh Musical Theater. The production is Annie Jr. And I just want to check in with Maya Davis, who's the stage manager, and she is here grinning from ear to ear. What do you think of these kids?
I love these kids. I love coming to work every day and watching them work and make these characters, you know, something that you haven't seen before. Both Annies, it's funny, we have 2 Annies and 2 Hannigans and 2 Lilies, and they are different. Each from, you know, person to person, each character is different, and they each bring something new to the table, and that is so wonderful to see every day.
I'll bet. And you mentioned daily practices. I think the way that things are structured at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, are a lot of kids able to come pretty early in the afternoon?
Yeah. We have our pre-college program there that comes for class in the afternoon. So the building is open. Their rehearsals don't start until 5:30, but, you know, sometimes we have kids in there at 5 or at 4:30. And, you know, as of recently, you know, because they are really, really into this show, you walk in the door and you hear 8 different songs from Annie coming from every studio in the building. You know, they're all working on something different, but they are working so hard. And I think that's the important thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, the show opens April 7th. It runs through the 10th. PittsburghMusicals.org is how you can get additional information. Is there anything else we should be – or pittsburghmusicals.com.
Yes, yeah.
Is there anything else we should mention?
So Annie is April 7th through the 10th. Our pro season, the next show we have coming up at the Byam is Grease, and that runs April 21st through May 1st. After that, we have Rent with our teens at the Gargaro Theater. And then after that, our summer musical theater starts, and there's still time to get everybody signed up for that at pittsburghmusicals.com.
What a busy time.
Yes.
Pittsburghmusicals.com. And while you're hearing really polished youth performers, you can also come as a brand new person.
Yeah, yeah.
And get involved. There's programs for people of all levels, and it's also a really diverse company too, so you'll have a chance to do that. Now we have one more song from the kids, and can anybody set this up? When does this song what's happening in the play when this next song comes up?
Annie's just escaped the orphanage, and she's out in the real world, and she meets Sandy.
She meets Sandy, and then she goes to the center of the stage and sings her song.
Well, once again, we have Annie's, and we have Warbucks, and we have Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and its production of Annie Jr.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya tomorrow, you're always a day away. Stuck with the day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come one May, tomorrow, 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 you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Annie Jr., Pittsburgh Musical Theater, opens at the new Hazlett Theater on April 7th, running through April 10th. Details, pittsburghmusicals.com.